Imagine a library where the ceiling transforms into a starry night sky. Holographic authors come to life to chat with you, and hover ladders float you effortlessly to the highest shelves. This is Luigi Limoncello's extraordinary creation, a bibliophile's fantasy disguised as a public library. Built inside what was once the Gold Leaf Bank, complete with its imposing 20-ton vault door, this isn't just a place to borrow books. It's a wonderland where literature and cutting-edge technology dance together in perfect harmony. The centerpiece is the Wonder Dome, 10 high-definition screens forming a ceiling that can display anything from constellations to Dewey decimal numbers guiding visitors through the collection. Throughout the building, holographic statues of famous authors engage with visitors, while the children's room features audio-animatronic figures performing nursery rhymes, including some deliberately flatulent sound effects for Walter the Farting Dog. Even the basement houses an automated book sorting system using conveyor belts to organize returns. Why create such an elaborate space? Because in a world where many children have grown up without access to public libraries, Mr. Limoncello, an eccentric billionaire game creator, understands that to capture young imaginations, libraries must evolve. His vision transforms what many digital natives might consider outdated into the ultimate high-tech playground where books and technology harmoniously coexist, a Willy Wonka's chocolate factory for literature lovers. 12-year-old Kyle Keeley lives in the shadow of his athletic brother Mike and brainy brother Curtis. Unlike them, Kyle's passion is games, especially those by his idol Luigi Limoncello. His defining trait? Relentless persistence. During family game night, despite being outmatched, Kyle takes a risky shortcut through his mother's rose bush and breaks into the basement to find the winning piece. This victory earns him a grounding, but demonstrates his determination. When an essay contest offers 12-year-olds exclusive access to the town's new library, Kyle only becomes interested after hearing games might be involved. After missing the deadline with a hasty submission, he writes a thoughtful essay comparing libraries to games and emails it directly to Mr. Limoncello. Though the email bounces back, his persistence pays off when he wins a spot in the library lock-in, teaching him that in games, as in life, it's never over until it's over. What starts as an overnight library lock-in transforms when Mr. Limoncello announces his newest game, Escape from Mr. Limoncello's Library. The rules? Find a secret alternate exit using only library resources. No using the front door or fire exits, and outside communications are blocked. The prize? Starring in Limoncello's commercials plus payment. 3 contestants opt out, but 9 accept. Kyle, Akimi, Charles, Miguel, Andrew, Bridget, Yasmin, Haley, and Sierra. They have 24 hours with 3 assistance options: ask an expert, librarian consultation, and extreme challenge. The competition reveals contrasting approaches. Charles Chiltington, wealthy and in his self-imposed school uniform, declares Chiltingtons never lose and tricks Yasmin into elimination. Kyle forms alliances with Akimi and Sierra, valuing collaboration. This fundamental difference, teamwork versus solo competition, becomes central as contestants decipher clues in books, interpret the Dewey Decimal System, and apply knowledge from their reading. The seemingly simple scavenger hunt gradually reveals itself as a complex puzzle where the library itself holds the escape key. The escape challenge features interconnected puzzles that mirror how real learning builds connections between seemingly unrelated information to reveal a larger picture. Contestants find clues in library cards, book titles whose first letters spell, in 1968, the way out was a way in. Simultaneously, Charles's team collects silhouette cards forming a rebus with the identical solution. You can walk out the way bandits crawled in 1968. This design accommodates different problem-solving styles. Mr. Limoncello's challenges include word puzzles, riddles like, once you learn how to do this, you will be forever free, Answer, read. Visual puzzles, crime fiction tests, and pattern recognition where Sierra spots author statues forming the clue, look up. These varied challenges showcase diverse skills. Sierra's book knowledge, Kyle's gaming intuition, Miguel's research abilities, and Akimi's logical thinking. Contestants must navigate the Dewey Decimal System to solve the mystery. The library isn't just where the puzzle exists, it is the puzzle. The story contrasts collaborative problem-solving and individual competition through Kyle Keeley and Charles Chiltington's approaches. Charles embodies a win-at-all-costs mentality. I'm a Chiltington. We never lose. He treats contestants as obstacles or tools, tricking Yasmin into elimination, manipulating Andrew to steal Sierra's card, and shoving Kyle aside for a crucial book. His philosophy? It's every man for himself. That's how the real world works. Kyle builds a team with Akimi, Sierra, Miguel, and Haley, each contributing unique strengths. Sierra's book knowledge, Akimi's logical thinking, Miguel's research skills, and Kyle's gaming intuition. They brainstorm together, with different members leading based on expertise. Collaboration proves advantageous when Kyle can't reach a high window alone and when Haley gets stuck. Their final escape requires everyone's contribution while Charles is disqualified. Mr. Lemoncello labels Charles the biggest loser, not for failing, but for how he played, suggesting true success comes from combining talents and treating others with respect. The library structure, formerly the Gold Leaf Bank, 1931, is integral to the escape challenge, with its vault door entrance symbolizing knowledge as wealth. The escape route connects to the 1968 Dandy Bandits robbery, where thieves tunneled from an abandoned dress factory into the bank vault. This requires contestants to research local history, showcasing libraries as community memory guardians. The Wonder Dome ceiling displays Dewey Decimal numbers, but omits the 300 section, a clue indicating where vital information lies. Contestants must notice not just what's present, but what's absent. Secret passages include Mr. Lemoncello disappearing through a bookcase, the automated book sorter concealing a staircase-activating tile, and holographic author statues whose book titles form instructions. The escape route, a tunnel from the library basement to the fitting factory, symbolizes knowledge as freedom's path. The final lock solution, read, reinforces that once you learn how to do this, you will be forever free. Kyle's journey from reluctant reader to library enthusiast forms the story's most profound character arc. Initially interested only in video game manuals, he dismisses reading as boring. His library essay simply stating, "Balloons! There might be balloons!" His perspective shifts when he sees Sierra absorbed in a book while using the hover ladder system, making him desperately want to check out a library book. During the escape challenge, Kyle discovers books contain the same puzzles and adventures he loves in games. The complete Sherlock Holmes teaches him that you see, but you do not observe. Kyle begins recognizing the parallels between games and books. Both require strategy, problem-solving, and imagination while creating immersive worlds. His gaming experience becomes an advantage in solving the library's puzzles. By the end, Kyle genuinely appreciates libraries. The final puzzle solution, read, encapsulates this theme. Reading opens doors to limitless imagination.